most sincerely that the challenges of cash being faced by Nigerians will most certainly have an impact and will affect the presidential election if it is not resolved before the 25th of February, when the election will take place. A situation where citizens are not able to buy food, a situation where citizens are not able to buy any of the essential items that they require for our daily life, then obviously the date of the election, there may be a bit of challenge.
Why did the government decide to bring about the issue of the currency during the election year?
Honestly, your guess is as good as mine. Quite a number of us have had our voices against the timing of this currency redesign or change or what have you. We have a country that is largely, a section of it is insecure. You know, we are having general elections. We have had flood disaster. And then we want to do population census. And at the same time, in the same period, we want to design currency. Having five projects concurrently, even, you know, first world economies like UK or continental Europe or US, we may not be able to grapple with this five project to be done in rapid succession. I mean, it baffles us and it beats our imagination.
How does this or how would this impact the work of the Elections Commission?
You know, the beauty part of what the Election Commission is doing, much of it is technology-based. The ad hoc staff that would have been hired by now and trained, the Election Commission would have had their account numbers, or most probably their stipends or allowances will just be wired to their account. But the challenge, if I'm one of those ad hoc staff, if I don't have any other source of cash, how do I transport myself from, say, my house to the location where I'm supposed to render service on the date of the election or on the day prior to the election or the day after the election? This is why I said the cash crisis will certainly affect the presidential election if not resolved. On one side, they may be able to transfer money to the account of the ad hoc staff. But on the other side, the ad hoc staff may have challenges accessing the money because the banks are not dispensing the cash, and the POS operators, that is the point of sale terminal operators or the agents, are also not able to dispense so much cash. And even when and where they dispense the cash, they charge exorbitant fees. You want to collect 5,000 naira, they ask to pay 1,000 naira. So you either give them 1,000 naira and get 5,000 naira, or they deduct 5,000 naira from your account and give you 4,000 naira. How many people will be ready to accept such a punitive charge? And that is even when and where they are able to get the agent that is ready to give them the 4,000.